900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this first day of summer, a Wednesday, 722, 71 degrees on our way to 91. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Bobby Thompson. Let's see, we've got a boatload of things we could talk about with Bobby. We got the Rock Ridge Gravel Ride coming up and the recently completed Flint Hills Ultra Gravel Ride. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for being with us here.
Well, thanks for having me in.
I figured you'd be tired, given all the things that you're working on right now.
You know, it does get a little exhausting, but it's definitely a labor of love, so I'm having fun.
I must be. Yeah, Gravel and Bobby, hand in hand, right there. Well, let's see. Where do we start? Let's rewind here a little bit and talk about the Ultra Gravel Ride that started, about a week before Unbound. Let's kind of lay the gravel out here for us a little bit, Bobby.
And well said.
Explain how that originated and what the Ultra Gravel Ride consisted of.
Yeah, I mean, it originated out of my just love of traveling the back roads growing up out on the back roads near Americus. And just once you get out there, you get to travel in those. You get to see the scenery that most people don't see driving by on the highways. And building routes for some other rides and distances, I thought, you know, I've never myself driven through all the small towns, all the small communities that are contained within the Flint Hills. The Flint Hills, you know, they go, well, now the ecological boundary goes up from Blue Rapids down and all the way through Fairfax and Pawhuska, Oklahoma, which down there it's the Osage Hills. But I had never driven any, you know, all that on the back roads. And so that was the origination of this. What's it like to get out there and drive? And it wasn't too long before, you know, then you start visiting the small towns and then you start piecing things together. What about going from here to here? What about here to here? How many miles would this be? Do we stay within Kansas? Do we go into Oklahoma? All that kind of stuff came together. And really, it was hard to keep it at 1,000 miles. you want to show everything. So.
Well said. Well said. Well, the organization with this, and I know we talked about this with you shortly before you actually launched, but there's probably a lot, in addition to the research, there's a lot of probably phone calls and maybe even some site visits yourself to kind of, get the lay of the land, and then, B, also start lining up and making sure that you can actually do this legally with everybody involved.
Well, you definitely don't want to step on toes, and you definitely want to keep things positive for gravel. I mean, first of all, I look at myself as an ambassador of us all being out there on two wheels on the bicycles out in the country roads, and there's absolutely no way that you can control very much of anything, really. I mean, you're just out there riding your bike. But so, yeah, there was a lot of community reaching out. I touched base with most of the small towns, definitely the small towns with services in them, to let them know that these riders would be coming through. Even though it's a small number of riders, you still got to do the effort to go out and make sure, you know, what if one of my people were to camp at the local park? Is that allowed in your community? Because you definitely don't want a negative spin to be put onto the rider when the rider's already tired and he's exhausted or she's exhausted, and now you have somebody that's confronting them saying, get up, get up, get up. So there was a lot of outreach, and that to me was just as much a part of the fun. So, and that'll continue going forward. Is, you know, maybe I was able to reach out to 90% of the community this time. Well, now I got to go out and get the other 10% down there. So,
well, when this over 1,000 mile brainchild came to be, any thoughts about, well, who would want to participate in this? Because this is just a couple of days. I mean, this is people got to take some time off and spend, like, well, in some cases, a week on the roads. So how did you make this information available to those who might be interested in participating in this?
Well, we all grew up watching Field of Dreams, right?
Sure.
If you build it, they will come. So, yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing is you have to go into something like this knowing, first of all, it's a free event. I mean, so there's no money coming from this, and all the gas money and all the hotel money and the time away. I mean, that's you got to have the passion to be out there first. So with that, then you build on top of that and you say, okay, who's going to want to come do this thing? And luckily, the last 3 or 4 years, I've been helping out with another local event called the Cannonball 550, which is in the fall. Matt Slater puts that on, and I knew that we had a good core, you know, 10 to 20 people who would consider it. But yeah, couldn't they get a week off from work, and can they take the time away from the family to go do that? So I figured we'd have 3 to 5 people, really, honestly. It was low key. I didn't put any promotion into it, and 3 to 5 people. So yeah, it was really cool. We ended up having 15, including some heavy hitters like, Ashton Lambie. And we had Ralph Finnegan from Nebraska. So, yeah, it was really cool the way it took off.
Are you surprised here, Bobby, that you had that level of interest, you know, ahead of your expectations for one? And the other thing I was going to ask is kind of on the flip side, once everything got done, the reactions that the riders had after they came in and were able to kind of get themselves decompressed?
You know, I was blown away by the, I guess, level of reception we got Unbound Week here in Emporia. It was very cool. I had an expo tent myself down there at the expo Thursday and Friday, and just the level of, you know, the murmurs in the crowd of, hey, you see these two people? Because at that time they were still, well, I guess Ashton was coming in, but the other two were still out there, and storms were coming in, and you know, the mud was building, and you just kind of hear these things out of the back of your ear, and you're about these two people still out there walking through the mud and everything. And every time you hear it, you kind of perk up. You're like, hey, that's my race. That's me. I put that. Yeah, Rob's still out there, and Trisha's still out there. So that was pretty cool. And they you know, they all have their own unique story. It is kind of neat that we, in a sense, it's really cool that we only had we had 3 people finish, but we had, towards the end, we only had 4 or 5 people out there because they each were able to develop their own storylines and people followed them for their own storylines. And you were able to do that because there were so few, that, you know, instead of 200, 400, so.
Well, and if there were a back timing of the year award, it would have to go to your first finisher of the
Ashton
ultra,
Lambie, holy cow.
Who finished in time for what, the Hall of Fame,
yes,
for the Gravel Hall of Fame that evening.
Yeah.
So what a finish! What timing there?
Yeah. The joke of that was, you know, behind the scenes, Dan Hughes emceed that, and the joke was that Dan was going to hold up the ceremony for Ashton to come in. Ashton woke up at 1 a.m. in Moline, Kansas that day and powered through the remaining 200 miles to 180 miles to be here. And he, you know, he had a little bit of a tailwind. He had a perfectly dry day, and he'll tell you that was one of the best days he had on the bike. He just flew. And he ended up coming in town about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So he even had time to go take a shower before he went down to the ceremony. So,
man.
No, it was perfect timing for him to walk into all that. And if you've ever had a chance to interview Ashton, he is the most humble, down-to-earth person there is. And he has, I mean, the things that he has been allowed to do in his lifetime is just extraordinary.
How about the reactions from the towns on the route that you've been able to get back?
Yeah, the feedback has been great. It's way more feedback than I thought I would get, actually. I mean, you're talking maybe one person a day once you get into this thing. You know, once you get 200 miles into it, they're going to be spread out, and you may see one rider. Well, it's very easy to miss that one rider. So I didn't expect a lot of feedback from the towns, but I have gotten probably, so we have over 20 towns, I'd say at least 10 to 12 of them, hey, I saw one of your riders come through, and primarily the towns I was able to communicate with beforehand. So it was really cool watching them. We also had a lot of pictures where a lot of dot watchers, we call them dot watchers, so you can watch the riders who choose to be watched. They have a tracking device on their bike, and you can watch them via trackleaders.com. So we had a lot of dot watchers that would send me random selfies with riders that they had picked up from, you know, from Fairfax, Oklahoma. So it was cool.
here with local gravel grinder, gravel race organizer, gravel race founder, Bobby Thompson here on our Primetime Newsmaker Wednesday morning, 7:30. Well, you've had a couple of seconds to catch your breath, and it's time for more now, huh? Bobby, you've got something coming up called the Rock Ridge Gravel Ride. When and where?
So I have Rock Ridge, which is Alma, Kansas, in Waubunsee County. And, you know, primarily, you got to remember, one of the reasons I do this is because I love the places that I do this at. And Alma is a beautiful, well, Waubunsee County is amazing. Yeah. It's, you know, I think they have a, last time I looked, I think they have like 8,000 residents up there. A lot of their back roads are ranch roads as opposed to ag roads. And the difference in that is you, instead of crushed limestone, it's the more 1 to 3 inch big old boulder type rocks.
Yeah. Tough on the tires.
Tough on the tires. Yeah. So you got to be careful, especially the north to south stuff. The east to west tends to be the more flow through roads. Skyline Road is amazing. You could go out there and walk that road. I mean, it's beautiful. You could take any vehicle out there and cross the county. But yeah, so Alma, Kansas, July 7th and July 8th. The event itself is July 7th and July 8th. And the reason it's the 7th is it's different than the other races. July 7th, the 150 milers take off at 9 p.m. So the reason they do that is to get 150 miles in safely in July in Kansas. You got to utilize that nighttime weather. Gotcha. And those nighttime temps. So they take off at nighttime, 9 p.m. And then they finish along with everybody else, which would be Saturday, July 8th. So the main event's July 8th. 7:30 in the morning is about when everyone takes off. We have a 75 miler that feels like 100. It's a lot of climbing up there. We have a 30 miler that actually has breakout points of 20 and 24 miles in case you get out there and you realize, oh, there's a lot of hills out here that you can break across at 20 to keep it safe for people. This year, we're bringing in a half marathon. And we have 12 people signed up for the half marathon. I'm really trying to get this gravel, you know, running crowd out there also. So we have 12 out there for that, and they'll have a great run on dirt. And then we have a local 5K, which I want to grow that local 5K. I'm actually going up to Alma today to meet with the chamber up there about that today. So, so we'll have a lot of family fun. And then afterwards, we have a big old grill out that's being sponsored by Loft Cycles and burgers, that kind of stuff, brats. And then the cool thing about this one is we wrap it all up. I mean, everything's all done by 3 p.m. on Saturday. So everybody can get back home, have fun, and get out of the Kansas heat. So,
gotcha.
Outstanding. And really quickly here, Bobby, it sounds like you're kind of using your experience with both Americas, the Flint Hills Gravel Ride and Run, and I guess maybe also with Flint Hills Ultra in order to put this particular race on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we started this race last year. Every year you learn a little bit more about communication, safety, organization, structure, and definitely from America's, from it ramping up so quickly from 250 to over 800 this year that you learn planning very, very quickly.
So people interested in Rock Ridge, how can they get more information, get signed up?
Rock Ridge, you can go to Instagram, Facebook, webpage. It's all at Rock Ridge Gravel, whether it's .com or Facebook or Instagram, and info is all there. Or you can go to the parent webpage of discovergravel.com and look at everything we're doing. So,
well, Bobby, hey, congratulations on a great year so far.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Boy, a lot of success, a lot of fun. A lot of gravel grinding going on. We'll have you back when you start getting ready for your next Flint Hills Gravel Ride coming up, spring?
Yeah, it'll be the spring. We'll start ramping up October and having meetings and such. So,
well, Bobby, thanks for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you. I always appreciate you.
Bobby Thompson joining us here for our Newsmaker segment here today, and want to let you know that we are fast filling next week's schedule, both for the 720 Newsmaker and also the 820 Newsmaker 2 spots. So if you want in on the interview slate, let us know for next week, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith. We preview the annual open house coming up on Sunday.
And thank you, Chuck. Our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. 735, 71 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. Summer junior golf is in full swing. This means we will be practicing Thursday mornings as well as playing games some days during the week. Please be courteous to these golfers as they continue to learn this great game. Saturday tournament season is rearing up for us. We will be hosting events most of the weekends through October. Please check the calendar for more details. Remember, for all the happenings at the golf course or to book a tee time, go to EmporiaGolfCourse.com or check us out on Facebook.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact on how your vehicle performs for you tomorrow. Routine maintenance has always been the key to keeping your vehicle running at its best, and Floyd's Incorporated can help. They can handle everything from minor oil changes to major engine repairs. And if you're ever in a fender bender, nobody does auto body repair better than the folks at Floyd's. Floyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial Road in Emporia.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 736, 71 degrees, TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather, brought to you this morning by Newman Regional Health, quality health care close to home, and by Hague Pharmacy.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with your forecast setting into this Wednesday. We'll have a few more clouds at times due to some rain mainly staying out towards central Kansas, but staying hot today despite the clouds with a high around 91, similar to the past couple days. Southeast wind around 10 miles per hour. 68 tonight and a little bit more